الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. There were once two men who had accepted Islam at the same time. Two people who came to Islam, two men at the same time. One of them worked harder. He strove harder than the other in worshipping and serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the point that he struggled in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he was martyred. He became from one of the shuhada. He became a shaheed. The other one lived for 1 year longer. Okay, so they both accepted Islam at the same time. One of them becomes a shaheed. The other one lives for an extra year. And then he passes away. And he is not from the shuhada. He passes away. Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu anhu, he says, I saw in a dream that I was at the gate of Jannah. I saw in a dream that I was at the gate of paradise. And I saw them, those two men. Someone came out of Jannah and admitted the one who had died last. Then he came out and admitted the one who had been made a martyr, who was a shaheed. So he sees a dream. He sees that these two men are outside of Jannah, and someone comes from inside of Jannah and calls in first the one who died last, meaning the one who did not work as hard as the first one and who was not a shaheed. He calls him first into Jannah, and then he calls the first one who was a shaheed into Jannah. And then Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu anhu says, Then he came back to me and said, go back, for your time has not yet come. This is a dream that he saw. The next morning, he told the people of the dream that he saw. And they were amazed, because it was such a peculiar dream. And news of that dream then reached the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the people told him the story. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that why are you so amazed at that? Why are you amazed that the person who lived 1 year longer and who was not a shaheed was called into Jannah first, and then the person who passed away a year earlier, who was a shaheed, then he was called in second? Why are you amazed at this? Well, they said, Ya Rasulullah, the first one was the one who strove harder, then he was martyred, but the other one was admitted to Jannah before him. So this is, you know, it seems a bit odd. It seems a bit strange. That why would that happen? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, or rather he asked them, أَلَيْسَ قَدْ مَكَثَ هَذَا بَعْدَهُ سَنَةً? Did he not stay behind for a year, meaning a year longer? قَالُوا بَلَى. They said yes. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked them, وَأَدْرَكَ رَمَضَان. And did not Ramadan come? فَصَامَهُ وَصَلَّى كَذَا وَكَذَا مِنْ سَجْدَةٍ فِي السَّنَةِ. Then did not Ramadan come, and he fasted, and he offered such and such prayers during that year? قَالُوا بَلَى. So they said yes. So قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا أَبَعَدُ مِمَّا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the difference between them, these two, the one who lived longer for a year, and who fasted in Ramadan, who witnessed the month of Ramadan, and he prayed through the year, compared to the one who passed away a year before and who was a shaheed, the difference between them is greater than the difference between the heavens and the earth. That is how much the second person was able to get ahead, simply by virtue of witnessing another Ramadan, honoring another Ramadan, and praying through the year. Now, brothers and sisters, my friends, imagine if you got a chance to play for your favorite pro sports team, or to represent Canada at the Olympics. But there was one condition. You had to get up early every day and train for an entire year. Or you got the chance of having all the gadgets that you would like to have, all the trips that you would like to go on, the cars and the houses that you would like to have. But there's one condition. You need to line up each night and not eat during the day. In all of these scenarios, I'm pretty certain that the vast majority of people will be ready to do it without skipping a beat. You wouldn't even think about it. Because these are things that we want. These are things that we desire. And you would not just be ready for the moment when that opportunity started, but we would be excited. And you would not be able to stop thinking about it. And it would play in your mind over and over again, how are you going to get this done? You'll plan it out. And prepare to the best of your ability. Even pray that nothing happens to mess it up. You know, these people, I feel bad for them. They were playing Roll Up the Rim to win. And they told them they won $10,000 and they were so happy. It turned out it was a glitch. They gave them a $50 gift card instead. So you make dua that that doesn't happen. That this dream that you're about to live, these things you're about to get, that you want, that nothing happens, that it just fizzles out. Right? You'll be so excited about it. So my friends, my brothers and sisters, for our pious predecessors, Ramadan was much more exciting, was much more deserving of preparations and prayers for the opportunity to witness it and live it in the best way possible. And they would make this dua, which is even related in some narrations from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah knows best, but definitely the Salaf used to make this dua, many of them, Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan li, wa tasallamhu minni mutaqabbala. O Allah, safeguard me for the month of Ramadan. Safeguard me for the month of Ramadan, meaning by making me see the month of Ramadan in a state that I'm healthy and fit. So safeguard me for the month of Ramadan. And safeguard the month of Ramadan for me by making the conditions in it such that I can take maximum benefit from it. Right? This is the explanation of this. And accept it from me. Ameen. See, my brothers and sisters, Ramadan is a blessed month in every way. Every moment of it is immersed in blessings. It is blessed in its time, blessed in the actions that are done therein, blessed in terms of rewards, and in it is the blessed night of Laylatul Qadr. Most importantly, my friends, my brothers and sisters, it is a gift from our Rabb. It is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this ummah. See, the people of the past, they used to have long lifespans. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bless them with long lives. And thus, they would have greater opportunities to do good, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain great rewards. But for this ummah, the lifespan has been made short. Right? We can barely make it past 100 years. Whereas people of the past, they used to live over 1,000 years. And they will be doing good, and they will be worshipping Allah through those 1,000 years. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us and gave us this gift of Ramadan, particularly the gift of Laylatul Qadr, where we are able to catch up to some extent, and perhaps even go ahead than the great servants of Allah from the previous nations. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and bless all of us. My brothers and sisters, the prescription that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, it is for our own benefit. Sometimes we think the wrong way. Somebody asked me, what is the purpose of, if somebody said, told you to bang your head on a table 5 times a day, would you do it? Would you do it? He's referring to salah. So I said, well, if there's benefit in doing it, then of course I would do it. If there's benefit in doing that, and my Creator tells me to do that because it is good for me, then why should I not do it? So we think the wrong way. We approach it the wrong way, not realizing the wisdom, the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not realizing that the salah is for us. It's not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning it is not going to benefit Allah if you offer salah. Or if you don't offer salah. Some people say, I made dua, Allah did not accept my dua, so I'm not going to offer salah. You think you're going to hurt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by not offering salah? You think Allah needs your salah? Allah doesn't need your salah. You need the salah. You need Allah. I need Allah. We need Allah. Allah doesn't need us. So let's get this perspective straight. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribes something for us, it is for our own good and our own benefit. You can let your Ramadan go to waste and it would not hurt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one bit. There's nothing that can hurt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is beyond being hurt. You are the one who's going to get hurt if you don't value Ramadan. You are the one who's going to get hurt if you don't value fasting and you're able to do it. Not Allah. Okay? So let's understand, have the correct perspective, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribes Ramadan for us, it is a gift for us. It is for our own good. The fasting is for our own benefit. People will go and pay and sign up for a 30-day weight loss program, a 30-day detox program, a 30-day this and a 30-day that. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prescribing it because we need it. Spiritually, physically, mentally. It's needed, especially for our spiritual well-being. But perhaps because it involves hardship, our merciful Rabb has surrounded it with His love and mercy and forgiveness and blessings and increase in rewards. So yes, it is. Like, you need it. It's like a medicine that you need. That doesn't maybe taste that good, or it's a little bit difficult to take. It's a treatment that is difficult for you. So perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decorated it and surrounded it with His love and His mercy and His rewards and His forgiveness and His blessings, so that it becomes easier. And it becomes something that we want to do, as opposed to something that we don't like to do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us and make us those who love these opportunities and these gifts that He has blessed upon us. So the question is, my brothers and sisters, how fit are you for Ramadan? How fit are you for Ramadan? Because you see, every major occasion, it requires preparation. You will never go for a competition without any preparation. No athlete will go to the Olympics while sitting on the couch the day before, watching TV and eating potato chips. You don't do that if you're serious about the opportunity. If you have an important presentation tomorrow, you're not going to be going out and relaxing today. If you have an important job interview tomorrow, you are going to be preparing today. You're not going to just say, I'll decide on the way there what I'm going to say and, you know, what's going to happen. We don't do that. Why? Because we value those things. And Ramadan is to be valued more than all of those things. So it means it is time for preparation. Mentally, physically, and spiritually. For the mind, the body, and the soul. Is your heart ready to embrace Ramadan? Is your heart ready to embrace Ramadan? Or is it distracted? Or maybe embroiled in confusion and doubts? Shubuhat, major disease of today. Because of the environment and the things that we watch and we read and we see and we expose ourselves to. If you are in that situation, my friends, be sincere in trying to clear up those doubts. Ask questions. Read. Learn. Listen. And make dua with whatever little bit of iman still remains in your heart. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because clearly, I hope everyone can understand and agree that there has to be a creator. When you have creation, you must have a creator. Everything around us is creator. Everyone is created. Everyone agrees. Therefore, it must have a creator. I think this should be the foundation. This should be a no-brainer for everyone. Now, your job is to discover who is that creator. This is the job for every single human being. And regardless of how little bit of belief you might have, turn to that Creator and admit that you are lost. Admit that you do not know. Admit that you are confused. And inshallah, you will be guided. There are people who never heard of Islam before, or who never learned about Islam before. Nobody did da'wah to them. Nobody taught them about Islam. They did not know about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet they were sincere and they were humble. And they made dua in their own way to the Creator that they believed existed. But they did not know who He was. And they made dua for guidance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided them without any single Muslim, without anyone getting into touch with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided them and they said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So anyone who sincerely turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you have to be sincere. You have to be sincere. And you have to have humility to accept that I could be wrong. Turn to Allah, especially in Ramadan, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help, for sharh sadr, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open your heart, your chest, to the truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us certainty in our faith. Ameen. Many times these doubts, my friends, are based on ignorance and on the inability to find answers. Just because you are not able to find someone who can give you an answer, it does not mean that the answer does not exist. Understand this. Just because I am not able to get an answer, it does not mean that the answer does not exist. It just means that I haven't come across someone who's able to give me the answer. Okay? So the answers exist. You just haven't come across them. So don't let these distractions and these doubts deprive you of the month of Ramadan. Get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Study the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدَعُوهُ بِهَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that for Him are beautiful names, are great names. So call Allah with those names. But you have to learn those names and you have to know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is about. You have to try to achieve the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a true recognition of who Allah really is. Otherwise you're talking about Allah, not even recognizing who you're talking about and what you're saying about Him, or who you will be talking to when you make dua. So it is important to prepare to maximize benefits so that we don't lose out. You don't want to end Ramadan as a loser without being forgiven, without rewards and all its tremendous benefits. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from being a loser at the end of Ramadan. Ameen. So most importantly, my brothers and sisters, is the spiritual preparedness. People say, I will improve in Ramadan. No. I mean, that's good if you do that. But that's a bit too late. You want to start improving now so that you're at the peak in Ramadan. So that you are ready for Ramadan. So trying to be regular in our prayers. Trying to increase our extra prayers. The sunan and the nawafil, trying to increase those. Reconnecting our relations and cleaning our hearts. Because if we have grudges regarding others, this can be a barrier to the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. So clean your heart towards everyone else. Repair your, mend your relations, especially your family relations. Pay attention to what is halal and what is haram when you are drinking and eating especially. Because again, this can affect the acceptance of your dua. Start phasing out spiritual pollution. What is spiritual pollution? You know, there's greenhouse gases that are bad for the environment. There's spiritual gases that are bad for your heart and for your mind. The things that you watch, the media, the music, the movies, the shows, the non-beneficial things, they all have an effect. They're like poisons that go straight to the heart. So try to phase those things out in preparation for Ramadan. And at the end of Ramadan, try not to bring them back in. So that you have improvement in each Ramadan. And you move closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through each Ramadan. And finally, my brothers and sisters, of course, reconnect with the Qur'an. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنُ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about a special connection with Ramadan and Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Ramadan only once in the Qur'an. And what is mentioned right after that or with it? the Quran. So there's a special link between the two, because Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was sent down as a guide to humankind, and also with clear signs for guidance and judgment between right and wrong. So that is actually the cure for what it happens in our hearts. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. It is a cure for what is occurring inside the hearts. These doubts and these spiritual diseases and illnesses, the cure is in the Qur'an. So reconnect with the Qur'an. Recite it. Listen to it as much as possible. You don't want to suffer from withdrawal once you increase your Qur'an intake. Right? Because if you're listening to junk, and your heart is filled with junk, the Qur'an doesn't want to go there. You don't feel like accepting the Qur'an. Because they're opposites. It's like a dish. If you put dirty water in it, and then you try to put milk or orange juice, it doesn't work. So you have to start phasing out all the junk and preparing your heart for the Qur'an, for listening, for recitation, for tafakkur and tadabbur, and reading tafsir, and reflecting and understanding and pondering over it. And then try to enjoy it, inshaAllah. And remember, brothers and sisters, that for the believer, the benefits and rewards of Ramadan are more valuable than any worldly item or possession or experience or benefit that a person can possibly attain in this world. Ramadan is heavier and more valuable than anything else that you can have or you can enjoy or that you can experience in this worldly life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are blessed with witnessing Ramadan once again. And not just witnessing, but make us those who are well prepared for the blessed month. Ameen. Those who derive maximum benefit from it. Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us purified hearts and a Ramadan of love and acceptance. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Tuesday night, inshaAllah, is when the moon sighting announcement will be made, inshaAllah, by Isha time. Okay, why Isha time? Because it is highly unlikely that the moon will be sighted anywhere. It is highly unlikely because the moon is going to be very young, or it will not even be born in most countries on the night of Tuesday. But because we don't have any reports, we wait until Isha time. Okay? To be safe and to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once the time for Isha comes, inshaAllah, we will make the announcement. Most likely, it will be the next day when Ramadan starts, would be Wednesday night, inshaAllah. Meaning Taraweeh, inshaAllah, is expected to begin on Wednesday night. And the first fasting, the first fast, inshaAllah, the Siyam starts, inshaAllah, on Thursday night. Most likely, but we confirm on Tuesday night with the announcement from the Council of Imams of Ottawa-Gatineau based on global moon sighting, inshaAllah. We will have a team for Salatul Taraweeh once again, inshaAllah. Including Sheikh Luay and Sheikh Ridwan, inshaAllah, as regularly we have Sheikh Luay, but Sheikh Ridwan, inshaAllah, will be joining as well. And Sheikh Hisham and others as well, inshaAllah, will be joining. It will be a great experience, inshaAllah, so invite everyone to join us for Salatul Taraweeh, inshaAllah, starting Wednesday night. And our full programming schedule of all the activities and programs, inshaAllah, will be released on Tuesday, so wait for that, inshaAllah. Jazakumullahu khaira. We'll take a few moments and then we will continue, inshaAllah.